Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Kentucky corn growers are watching the progress of corn planting around the nation and a number of other issues as the 2019 crop season progresses. Kentucky Corn and Small Grain Growers Executive Director Laura Noth says Kentucky farmers are well ahead of others across the Corn Belt.
When you look at those bigger producing states north of us, and you know, closer into the Corn Belt, it's drastic right now. The decisions that these farmers are having to make, the weather just, they just can't catch a break and get the crop in the ground.
Noth says some Kentucky farmers have also struggled to get their crops planted this year.
Guys who are along those creek bottoms, along those river bottoms, where you have rivers that have been out and flooded, and then so they're going to take longer to dry out after they've had, you know, backwater, you know, river water on them. But then we just keep having rains. Those guys along the Mississippi's still over flood stage and has been for months, and that means that it's not like it's going over the levees, but it's seeping under and keeps the ground saturated, so they just can't finish up.
She adds, watching the market can also be concerning to farmers.
Every time a report comes out, obviously you see the market take, you know, an uptick or a downtick, and every time there is a trade issue happen, positive or negative, you see the market take a direction. Until we get further into the crop year and they start actually looking at, you know, how the crop is coming, before that will settle down, I think we're going to continue to see volatile.
We'll continue our conversation in a moment.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, that is excellent. Where was it raised?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
My boys are the 10th generation to farm in Kentucky.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table is a good product.
And we're proud of the products that we produce. You're getting an excellent quality product.
We believe in what we produce. We feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky. Feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
State Corn and Small Grain Growers Executive Director Laura Noth says she works hard to keep Kentucky farmers updated on what's happening in other states.
And we stay in constant contact with our sister states, the corn growers and the wheat growers in our other states around us, and also our national organizations.
Note that some farmers may consider preventive planting, which is not what they necessarily want to do.
That does not make money. I mean, it's one of those where, depending on how well you insured it, whether or not that's something that even covers your costs. And obviously, everybody's cost varies. So when you hear farmers are taking preventive plant, that's no panacea for fixing the problem. And farmers would always rather have a crop to sell and get their money from the market as opposed to insurance.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.